If the object of all these let's-grab-the-Olympic-torch demonstrations is to embarrass the Chinese government, it's working.
NPR senior news analyst Ted Koppel.
If the intent is to bring about real change in Tibet, it's not. 2 points. One, China does not respond well to public pressure. Two, there's more at stake than just the humiliation. The single most important issue on China's national agenda is economic growth. There are close to 1 billion Chinese still living in abject poverty, and the government is fully committed to capitalism as the solution. Capitalism requires massive foreign investment, which is well underway. Foreign investors demand stability. No one's going to pour money into a nation that's trying to cope with half a dozen different national uprisings. To the extent that Beijing gives in to Tibetan demands, the government fears it will merely encourage other nationalities to follow suit. Why won't the Chinese negotiate with the Dalai Lama? He, after all, insists he's not looking for Tibetan independence, just autonomy. Chinese diplomats here in Washington tell me that Beijing's representatives have met with the Dalai Lama's people 6 times over the past 4 years. The most recent meeting, parenthetically, was 10 months ago. Based on those meetings, say the Chinese, they're convinced that the Dalai Lama is just trying to achieve Tibetan independence through a back door. The fact is that China has no current interest in doing anything anywhere in the country that might lead to genuine democracy. That is why, despite the impending Olympic Games and the awkward publicity that each incident provokes, the government continues to harass and arrest prominent dissidents. Over the past 61 years of its existence, the People's Republic of China has had all too much experience with chaos and anarchy. They're still hoping to bask in the world's admiration this summer for all they've achieved, which is considerable. The public demonstrations have certainly succeeded in putting the issue of Tibet on the front pages of Western newspapers and even on the front burners of Western politicians. But it's not likely to change the situation on the ground. Not now. Eventually, China may even respond to some quiet diplomatic pressure on issues like Tibet. But the emphasis will be on quiet, and it's certainly not going to happen between now and the Olympic Games. To make any immediate concessions in the face of international pressure and public humiliation would convey all the wrong messages to the Chinese people at home. It would suggest that political dissent is not only acceptable, but effective. And that's the last place the Chinese government wants to go. This is Ted Koppel.